This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Yeah, the attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, a surprise military strike. That was FDR, of course, the famous speech that you heard there, little slice of it, by the Imperial Japanese Navy Air Service upon the United States. And if you've ever been to Honolulu and you've ever been to Pearl Harbor, it is a very solemn kind of thing to see and to think about what actually went down, oh, those many, many years ago. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we remember that and we move forward, so much has changed in the world, including obviously what's going on with the pandemic and Omicron and how many people are being infected with that virus that turns out to so far not be as deadly as we've been saying as the Delta variant has been for the unvaccinated people. Most of those that are hospitalized, turns out, are the people who aren't vaccinated. Some of them trying desperately to breathe. They're on ventilators and are getting different kinds of breathing aids to help them get through it. And, boy, the more people that pull through, no matter what the situation is, that is always what I am cheering for. And, again, with the Omicron variant, we just don't know right now that much. A lot is being, I'll say, found out in these labs, both in the United States and then in some other areas. But we do know and can safely say that when we see that people die, for the most part, with COVID, it is the Delta variant strain that was just an awful gut punch that happened to us months and months ago when it looked like we were perhaps feeling with a false bottom that we may have been a little bit on the other side of, you know, this whole thing. I say that this show is about what is really the buzz in your backyard and in mine. And of course it is the holidays, so people are scrambling around trying to get presents and looking for trees and maybe decorating, trying to add that holiday cheer, getting ready perhaps to go away somewhere, to visit family. Maybe they're close by. Maybe they're actually getting on a plane. And while all of that is happening and we're winding down this crazy upside down year of 2021, here on this show, we'll be looking at some of the top stories in the world of politics, business, sports, and life, and what happened in general, both here in these United States and our friends in the UK and Australia and other parts of the world. And a lot of that will deal with the pandemic, but also some of the political fallout, some of the casualties of what's been happening since a new administration took office in Washington, D.C., and what does it mean from the three branches of government, from the perspective of looking at legislation and looking judicially at the Supreme Court with some big decisions that have happened and big decisions on the horizon, and the executive level, what has happened in the year since Biden took office. We'll look at the polls and we'll look at the court of public opinion and a few things in between. All right, speaking of the political side of things, I saw an interesting Wall Street Journal poll where they've found overall that voters side with Republicans over Democrats on far more issues. Are you shocked by that? that it's mostly about the elephants. I'm not shocked at all by that because we see that. So Republicans are stronger on securing the border and immigration and crime and taxes and inflation, controlling spending, the economy, dealing with China. Democrats are stronger on health care, education, and social programs. Republicans top Democrats as the preferred party in Congress to handle those issues that I mentioned that they're stronger on. By an interesting margin, securing the border, 36 percentage points. And again, this is the latest Wall Street Journal poll that was just released early on Tuesday morning. Reducing crime, 20 percentage points. Holding line on taxes, 19 percentage points. Getting inflation under control, 18 percentage points. Dealing with China, 17 percentage points. Controlling federal spending, 16 percentage points. You get the idea here. Economic policy, 9 percentage points. Making it easier to return to work, 9 percentage points. And there's so much more in this poll, but the poll also found President Biden sinking on approval among voters. 57% say they disapprove of Biden's job performance, 46 strongly disapproving, and more voters saying they would vote for a Republican, 44%, than a Democrat, 41%. So interesting, the sample included a plurality of voters, 47% who voted for Biden and just 41% that voted for the former president, Donald Trump. Polls are polls, but the polls absolutely show what people are thinking. And this isn't rocket science. We say it all the time. You know, what's happening in your wallet and economically what you're feeling, where some people saw their fates and fortunes soar, so many others saw them go in the opposite direction. And that hasn't turned around for a lot of people. And certainly that's going to affect your mindset and how you vote, what you're seeing locally, what you're seeing with your representatives, the state level, and what you're seeing federally. So the Wall Street Journal's poll also is not surprising in what they found. But how does this hold up or more for change in the next couple of years? You know, people are talking about this next election, with the presidential election coming up eventually here. It's just like that and be here, right? And what will it look like? Will Joe Biden be the nominee? He's saying yes, because again, this is a president seeking re-election. But what are the odds? And what are the odds that Donald Trump, the former president, will actually run? And will it be a part two duel between the two of them? It seems like so much in between is going on. Who cares? But it's like a two-year run when you do this presidential thing. So this will happen way before you know it, in a blink of an eye, let me tell you. All right, I think the biggest story that really annoyed all of us is one that I'm going to talk about coming up in our next segment. What happened with Amazon, and why did it crash so many other sites? What happened with an outage that people were experiencing all over the country? I bet you did. We're diving into it next.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. So, as I said, Amazon. I'll tell you what, it were a lot of people that were not happy with the thing that they count on to deliver so many of what the goods that they order. And several Amazon.com services, including Prime Video, its namesake e-commerce site, and applications that use Amazon Web Services were down for thousands of users in the United States on Tuesday. So imagine that. People, you know, you're not used to that, right? So you're not expecting. You're thinking, oh, it's on my end. What's happening? What's going on here? Depending on what was knocked out. About 24,000 incidents of people reporting issues with Amazon. So it tracks outages by looking at status reports from a number of sources, and it included user-submitted errors on the platforms, right? So the outage might be still affecting a large number of users. That should be okay. Like Ring, they said they were aware of issues and they were working to resolve it, right? They knew there was a major Amazon Web Services outage, and it was impacting their iRobot Home app. See, you think the things aren't interconnected, but guess what? They are. It's the API. It's the application programming interface. They have a set of protocols for building and integrating application software. Sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook nonsense. Well, in a way, it is. It's just that it will hit all those others along the road. It can bump them. Like in June, websites that included Reddit and Amazon and CNN and PayPal, and I got hit by the PayPal thing. I remember calling them up, and that they told me. So Spotify was one of them. They got widespread hour-long outages that were linked to the content delivery network provider, which is Fastly, Inc., and they are a small rival of AWS. So it's weird, right? There's been 27 outages over the past 12 months on Amazon. 27. And because we are impatient and because we live in this world of still being in the bubble, we're in the bubble, or we're out of the bubble, but we're ordering online so much that it definitely hit people. And that's why it exploded with complaints where people were trying to figure out, oh, what happened? How, you know, is it me? What is it? You know, especially imagine Ring. You know, people that get Ring are obsessed with Ring. I don't have it. You may have it. And I see so many Ring videos posted in my community where they'll show something like, have you seen this person? They came to our door and they look suspicious. Or did, look at what happened. There was a bobcat that walked by last night, and you could see, which I think that's pretty cool. You could see them in the front yard walking by, and the Ring app actually, you know, got that, recorded them. So this was a big deal. And because what did I say at the start of this? You know, we're in that holiday crunch time of running around like maniacs, or ordering like maniacs at the moment you want it, so that you can get it sent to whoever you're going to send, whatever you're going to send them, because we have that kind of lifestyle. And we've had it for a while, but it's just been amped up a little bit more because we're in these times of having things done that way more and more and more. I mean, before the pandemic, we saw the death in some cases of malls, right? Where you used to go to the mall, and when you were a kid, half the time you were killing time maybe in a mall, and you know, you went to have lunch or you went and did whatever you were going to do, go to the arcade, go to a movie, whatever. And now more and more it's that outdoor space that's being utilized, and the malls are falling unless you're in a super cold weather place. Like, you have the great big mall in Minnesota that I don't think is going anywhere, but in a lot of other places, they're just being torn down. It's that whole brick and mortar philosophy. So that sends more people scurrying to these apps, ordering, etc., because of the convenience of it, because the store that they used to go to or the spot that they used to go to isn't there, and oh yeah, they're rebuilding in a different part of town, but it's not quite ready yet. So there you go. I started off briefly mentioning what was happening, you know, which I think affects us in your world and in my world, and the Amazon packages, the pile up, because after that cloud outage, it spawned delivery problems, and that's the other part, right? Of course, it was the delivery thing that was, I think, difficult for some people who are waiting. While all of that was happening, and, you know, I told you about what happened in this Wall Street Journal poll and how that looks, and that plays into some of what we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks when we look back at the year that was, because pretty soon, you know, we're going to be into 2022. Sounds so odd to say that, right? 2022. But now we have this other threat that is absolutely looming. And that threat is the Russian troop movement on the Ukrainian border, because there's really talk of an invasion. So forces are massing in four different locations. In some of those places, tanks and artillery, and that's at least what our intelligence is saying, U.S. intelligence, and they believe the Kremlin is planning a multi-front offensive against the Ukraine, because easy to knock over the smaller neighbor, especially when you're talking about 175,000 troops or so, and it could begin as early as maybe the beginning of next year. It's a threat. Could there be a major ground war that is hanging in the balance? So you had President Biden's call with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. The virtual summit was only announced over the weekend. And from the Kremlin's point of view, what they released was that the issues in the relationship have been brewing for some time. So not a lot was said after that, like, oh, okay, so what does that mean? Putin has staked out that the Ukraine is part of its sphere of influence and is betting that, you know, they care more about the Ukraine than we do. But the U.S. is threatening sanctions. Russia has already gone through being sanctioned, right? So what happens if all of this massing up ends up being an invasion? What does that mean? What does that mean? And what does that mean for the U.S.? And where is the line, right? Where is the line in this whole thing? I mean, would Putin really end up going to war? He's been in control of Russia for, what, almost two decades, it seems. And already, he certainly was chastised, although it didn't lead to much, for the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula back in 2014. So now along this Ukrainian border, I don't think that this is just, hey, I'm going to throw this in your face and let you know that we're still here, so don't think you can run over us and I want the world to see we are a threat. I don't think so. I think it's a real threat. Right? We've seen this before, though. There has been a build-up of Russian troops along the border with the Ukraine. And so here's the thing. While I'm throwing my breath out there talking about this, why do you care? Because it's that dicey deal of Russia and Russian supremacy, and what is Putin up to, and what does it mean when he knocks over and plunders and grabs more land, which he thinks is in their sphere. But would he do that? Biden said before his meeting with Putin that there was no hostility, that it's a constructive spirit that took place when they met in June. I don't know. These talks will be interesting to try and follow, that's for sure. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. Seven states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Democrat-backed provision to this year's military funding bill that would have opened the door to women being drafted will reportedly be dropped from the final version of the legislation. The American Principles Project tweeted, quote, "Thank you to Senator Josh Hawley and every other Republican who stood up and fought against drafting our daughters," unquote. The Missouri Republican dogged the proposal to the very end. The chairman and vice chair of the committee investigating January 6th on Tuesday threatened former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, with contempt of Congress charges if he fails to testify when he appears before the panel Wednesday. Democrat Chairman Benny Thompson and Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney issued a statement after Meadows said he would stop cooperating and would not testify. Meadows served as a Republican House member until he joined Trump's administration last year. And former Empire actor Jussie Smollett concluded his testimony on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to dig too hard because, once again, the mailbag is overflowing. K2KDelaneyRadio.com, 24-7, if you want to email me about anything that's happening or you heard on the show, a lot of times that happens. You hear something, you hear an interesting guest, you want to know more about their book or them or whatever it might be, flip me that old email, just click on contact, and you are in, bada bing, just like that. Just like Sid, who says, hey, Kate, are you watching what's happening in Hawaii? So crazy. I know that you spent some time there, and I'm looking at what the governor has said about the state of emergency. Boy, it'd be poor timing if anybody was thinking of taking that trip to Hawaii. I bet some people found that they had to postpone a trip, but I'm worried about the islands themselves. What do you know? Oh, listen, there's tourists stranded. There was wedding plans. You got the most, some of the most iconic beaches around, period. And you've got flash floods going on, landslides, crashing tree limbs. I mean, that's, it's like no exaggeration. 8 inches of snow on some of the highest summits. And so the governor had to do that whole state of emergency thing. And I was looking at some of the damage. I was looking at the road closures because there's all kinds of video coming out of Hawaii, and it is bad. I mean, it doesn't look like Hawaii, frankly. You're like, what? I mean, of course this can happen, but it's severe. the forecast just kept banging that heavy rain and strong winds to Oahu, which right there, you know, Honolulu. So you think of Pearl Harbor, December 7th, and forecasters are like, oh, please move this storm off, and it's moving offshore Wednesday, so they'll get things dried up for the rest of the week, and that's good. But you still have flood watches that are tapering off now in Kauai, and the flash flood warning in Oahu has ended. How's that? I did look at this because you had power outages. I had a friend that I took to the airport, picked up, dropped off, and then picked up from the airport not very long ago, like a week ago. So got back just in time to escape all this in Oahu. You had at one point a 300-foot section of underground cable in downtown Honolulu that was damaged because of the flooding. And they say the power there is going to be slow to get that restored. And they opened like four shelters. Most of the beaches in Waikiki, of course, were empty. You had maybe a few people walking with umbrellas, but it was heavy, heavy showers. And yes, I feel fortunate that I've spent time there, and I know that area well. And it's very strange. Like I said, Pearl Harbor, 80 years ago, there were people, you know, veterans and survivors, by the way, because 80 is significant that we're meeting there for the anniversary celebration. And, you know, they didn't want to cancel it. But can you imagine pretty dicey pulling all of that off? You know, a foot of rain on Honolulu, 40 inches for the mountainsides of the islands. Yeah, I mean, that's not like, oh, we're getting buzzed with some rain. Yeah, this is pretty bad. And I looked at time-lapsed snowy conditions on a mountain in Hawaii. It's like not recognizable. So thanks for that. I mean, thanks for asking about that. It's crazy. All right, let's bounce to another one. This one is from Tiff. And Tiff asks a question. I think somebody asked a similar question maybe a week or so ago. Kate Delaney, if you could have any kind of piece of technology right now, what would it be? Let me shake the magic eight ball. Gosh, I have so much technology. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm thinking of this new camera thing I have to hook up. I know what it would be. I know exactly what it would be. It'd be Oculus. It would be Oculus because that's virtual reality, right? And the metaverse is just going to get bigger and bigger. And there are some interesting things happening. We're going to have somebody on to talk about that next week. But I am very curious about it. And have I done anything with virtual reality? Not gaming. But yes, and I have to say, it's kind of mind-blowing. So that's what it would be. That's actually pretty easy for me. The Hubs said to me, he was asking me about that, and he said, well, I mean, so you want the big things on, and that's how you say you're going to exercise that way? What, aren't you going to fall over? It's like, do you know, like, I can fall over when I'm doing any kind of exercise, right? When you ride your bike, are you going to fall over? I'm not worried about falling over because I'm so freaked out by virtual reality. So thanks for that. That was pretty interesting. Some people are anti-tech. I think you balance it, right? You know how you balance it? I challenge everybody listening to my voice right now. I mean, maybe this would, you know, and some of this polarization and nonsense. We are so glued to our phones, and let's face it, it is for some of us, it really is a walking computer. Well, take a phone break, right? Take a phone break and put the phone away for whatever, a half an hour or, 10 minutes here and there, whatever it takes, because I get it. I mean, listen, the apps, I just talked about that outage at the top of the show. And let's face it, for example, I have AirPods. If I want to listen to something, if I want to listen to what's happening, I'm a content curator and I'm getting things from people all day long. If I want to listen to it, boom. I mean, it's there. So I'm as guilty as anybody, but at some point, the way to really be good at technology and use it correctly is to take a break from it, right? You don't have to Zoom all day long. You don't have to be on your phone for every single text that you get or every video that someone sends you. Just take a break, whatever the break is. I mean, yeah, take a break. So there you go. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Michael. Michael. Hey, Kate, you know, here we are at the start almost of another year, so it'll be a year since the insurrection on January 6th, what an embarrassing, humiliating moment for the United States. I'm like you. I'm all about people protesting and exercising their rights, but that was a disgusting display. I don't care what anyone says, and I am a hardcore conservative, because let's stop throwing conservatives under the bus and saying that we somehow sanctioned what happened on January 6th. Here's what I would say. I saw something, and I know you've talked to some people and had others on the show about what's going on with the Capitol Police, and can you really blame them for leaving that job after the way so many of them were treated by fellow Americans? And they really were just in the middle of what was, you know, stupid fest. stupid fest. So, yeah, you're probably saying that because there have been conversations about this because of what's happening in Washington, right? The committee and delving into the insurrection. So yes, one of the things that has been talked about is what happened to the Capitol Police. Brian Sicknick dying from a stroke. A couple of other officers dying by suicide days later. And too many dying by suicide, frankly. So 130 Capitol Police officers have left since January 6th. 130. Yeah. So now imagine recruiting. Hey, come work for us. Got the greatest job around. It used to be easy. You just were looking at statues and, you know, some paintings, and you were worried. You kept your eye open, and occasionally something would happen, but nothing like what happened on the 6th. And so, yeah, people left. They're having a tough time recruiting. And then you have those that are there. They're working a lot of overtime, and that's not good. Morale has apparently improved, but what kind of support are they going to get? Congress is debating funding for the department and the rest of the government for the year that started on October 1st, let's face it. So the work of securing our capital is pretty important, I would say, right? Not getting the slots filled, not getting the training done. I mean, yeah, if you can't recruit them, think about that. Think about the posts and who doesn't want what posts and, you know, all that sort of thing. And hiring an officer requires, I didn't realize this till this came up, but hiring an officer requires a year of training at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, and then, it makes sense, and then on-the-job training with another officer. So it's not like, okay, we recruit, you were a cop somewhere else, or you have some law enforcement in your background, or whatever it might be. No, you have to go through that year, you have to go and do that. So, of course, they're recruiting, but it's not easy to make this happen. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Jason Thacker. And thanks to all of you who sent me emails. Appreciate it. Again, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So Jason Thacker delves into, are the holidays the most stressful time of the year? Thacker is the head of credit cards and unsecured lending for TD Bank. So did you budget for Christmas? Did you make a list, right? Did the pandemic change your perspective about the holidays? I bet a lot of people don't have budgets. I bet in this audience, I'm going to say unofficial numbers, I'm going to say 80% of you don't have a holiday budget. I'm just thinking that.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and...
All right, this year's Merry Money survey came out. It's done by TD Bank, and more than half of the consumers, 52%, classify holiday shopping as painful. What? 33% of them say getting a root canal is just as painful as holiday shopping. To sort this all out for us, Jason Thacker is with us. He's the head of credit cards and unsecured lending for TD Bank. Jason, thanks for coming on.
Kate, excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So those are shocking numbers, and comparing that to the root canal, wow. So tell us about the survey. What were some of the most surprising results?
Well, you highlighted a couple of them that, shopping and holiday preparations can be stressful. I'll tell you what's encouraging for us is 73% of Americans said that they plan on budgeting during the holiday season, which is up year over year. And, two-thirds of them actually said that the pandemic has influenced their likelihood of actually sticking with a budget. And we saw lots of pandemic-related themes. One-third of consumers said that they actually are changing their gift-giving because of the pandemic. And whether it's health or cooking-related items, those are popping to the top of consumers' wish lists this holiday season. So we're seeing that come through the survey.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. A lot of this is about You know, 56% also liked having an excuse not to attend gatherings, and 84% felt that the holidays were more about spending time with loved ones rather than spending money.
Yes. Right? You know, it's definitely the holiday season, especially with the pandemic and the fact that last year's holidays definitely had an impact. To your point, we also saw 78% of folks said that they plan on actually visiting and giving their gifts live during the holiday season. So people are intentionally taking the time to visit loved ones this year, especially with the proliferation of vaccines and additional safety precautions and measures as we're heading into year two of the pandemic.
Yeah, I like that because it's different perspectives, and I agree with I'm in that second group for sure. There's no question. Why is planning a spending budget, Jason, an important way to avoid the stress that we've been talking about, or some people have in your survey, of holiday shopping?
Well, we all want to live healthy lives, and financial health is a critical portion of that. And taking the time to just plan and make a budget goes a long way. It can be as simple as understanding how much cash and funds are coming in on a monthly or biweekly or even weekly basis, and then what you plan on spending on that same time period or what's going out, if you will. And obviously during the holiday season, our spending tends to ramp up, whether we're buying gifts for loved ones and those around us, or just taking the time to reward those that may do something a little special for us throughout the year with those tips and gratuities that we often provide those close to us during the holiday season.
Yeah, and you see this in your role. It's about responsible credit spending, right?
Absolutely. You know, we want to make sure every consumer, every American wants to live a financially healthy life and wants to be financially healthier. And so responsible credit and understanding how much you can spend and then sticking to that budget goes a long way, because we love the holidays during December. But as we all know, those bills do come due in January.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Well, happy holidays to you. Great information. Jason Thacker, head of credit cards and unsecured lending for TD Bank. Thanks for coming on.
Kate, thanks for having me. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you.
All right, so how about that? I just love the whole beginning of the root canal versus the holidays. Forget it. I don't want to do it. It's just too much for me. So, can't people just be honest? I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like doing a big gathering. I don't know. That's part of the leftover, I think, of what's happened for the heart of the pandemic. That while there is the push to, I want to get out again, there is then also the fallback of, do I really want to go full force out into this, you know, into the world during the holidays. So that's probably why they saw some of those numbers, which I think were really, really interesting. Let's put it that way, right? I said, politically speaking, that you know, things are winding down. I don't know if I said that or not, but I said that last week. You know, there are all these different breaks that they'll get. Both chambers. So the House voted overwhelmingly along party lines on Tuesday evening on a bipartisan agreement that allows Congress to move closer to raising the nation's debt ceiling. The vote came after, in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced an agreement that would create a one-time process to allow Senate Democrats to raise the debt ceiling on their own without fear of a Republican filibuster. You think about 2018, they had a shutdown that was 35 days, another that lasted like 16 days in 2013. You had federal workers that were furloughed. You had crucial parts of the government, the Pentagon, FAA, that would still continue to function, but national parks, they would have to shut down. And especially now, that's the time of year where some people will go there. And so it's crazy how this debt ceiling thing holds everybody hostage. So anyway, the agreement, we're back to that. And the agreement, once it passed the Senate, it creates that fast-track process to allow Democrats in the upper chamber to increase the debt limit with just 51 votes on a simple majority. So, Congress, what do they have left to do in 2021? So think about it. They came back from the Thanksgiving break, and the big thing, the overdrive thing, was to avoid a government shutdown. And then, of course, the other thing is the economy and grappling with that, and COVID-19, the pandemic, and a slew of other seemingly minor issues before they're out the door again. And then you come back for the new year and move on to a dramatically different agenda and look to see where we're at this point. And by then, knowing what Omicron's going to be like, right? So this is identifying variant time and figuring out what that means, getting the ability to test for COVID into everybody's hands that has to possibly test for COVID. It makes sense. What doesn't make sense, I think, is what's going on with the in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. So you might not know what I'm talking about. Jeffrey Epstein, even from the grave, he continues to rear his ugly head. So his right hand, so to speak, Ghislaine Maxwell, is in court listening to what these women are saying that she did to her, to them when they were 14 or 15 or 16. One of the accusers on Tuesday said she was, 14 when the British socialite told her she had a great body and that Jeffrey Epstein would enjoy her. Oh, and of course these names are protected. The woman was only identified by her first name, and she was the third witness to testify at the sex trafficking trial about being sexually abused by Epstein in encounters facilitated by Ghislaine Maxwell, the one-time girlfriend, later employee, later wrangler of young girls, and duping them into these insane situations and creating up these schemes. So what ultimately happens to her, her attorneys are saying, is the fallout of her being scapegoated because Jeffrey Epstein isn't alive, as he hung himself in 2019. I think what they want to know is the names of some of the people that were on the island that Epstein had. I don't know that that comes out in any of this, but it'll be very, very interesting to see where the jury goes. I think they find her guilty, but maybe not. And then what is she ultimately sentenced to? It's the company you keep and the outrageous things you do. And she was outrageous in what she did with Jeffrey Epstein. On that note, I'm going to skedaddle from this hour anyway. Thanks for listening. Big shout out to Jeremy for scrambling and handling the technicals so adeptly always. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.